Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. You do notice my voice is not the best. We had tremendous meetings this last weekend. The Word of God was precious to us. We touched on many subjects and, of course, spoke about the return of Christ and looked at Him as our bridegroom and referred to Matthew 25, where we are told, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be likened unto 10 virgins." You all know the scripture. They all took lamps, went to meet the bridegroom. Then, of course, some of them took only lamps, and the rest took some oil with them in their vessels to refill, so that they can reach the destination at the coming of the bridegroom. We have spoken about this many times, and especially in the message of the hour. Many say, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." And then, of course, I also referred to Matthew 25, verse 10. "And those who were ready went in with the bridegroom, and the door was closed." They went into the marriage with the bridegroom, and the door was closed. Beloved, we've taken a few minutes in our sermon to look at Matthew 25 about lamps, about the vessel, about the oil, about the light, about our preparation to meet the bridegroom when he comes. In the olden days, they had no electricity. They had lamps like this. And you see, the oil is here. The oil is here. The wick is right here, right here. Taking the oil up so that the light can be seen. This is a sermon within itself. The oil is not enough. There must be a connection, a connection. Before illumination, before the light can come. And beloved, this is our time to have a direct connection by the anointing of the Holy Spirit with God, so that the revelation given to us at this time will not be a point of discussion, but produce the light. It shall be light at the evening time. And Brother Branham, God's servant and prophet, anointed by the Holy Spirit, was the one God used in our time to show us the true Word of God, the true revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, if you go to Matthew chapter 12, in verse 20, we are told, "A bruised reed shall it not break, and a smoking wick shall it not quench, till he has sent forth justice and victory. Justice and victory. Verse 20, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. This is addressed to the bride, the Gentile bride. And then we are told a smoking wick will he not quench. When the oil is getting less and less and is almost finished, this wick will be smaller and smaller, and finally it will show light no more. And that is the moment when we need the reserve oil, the container, the vessel with the oil to refill, because we have to walk in the light. Then when you refill, then you can put the light up and you see again where you are moving. Beloved brothers and sisters, it is one thing to repeat, it shall be light in the evening time, and a totally different matter to have it, to possess it. It's one thing to talk about the bride. It's another thing to be part of the bride. It's one thing to say the bridegroom is coming, but it's something totally different to walk with him and to talk with him, to be one with him as we are engaged to him and walking by faith to meet him. Beloved, we know the Lord is coming soon. And in Revelation chapter 19, we are told about the marriage of the Lamb. 23 times in the book of Revelation, the Lamb is mentioned. And here in Revelation 19, verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife, his bride, has made herself ready. This is the time to make ready, to get ready for the coming of the bridegroom. And here I need to say, William Branham, God's promised prophet for our day, received the commission on June the 11th, 1933, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. You are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And we're waiting for Christ to return for the bride as bridegroom and then take us to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The message of the hour has the greatest purpose in the history of mankind and is the climax in the plan of salvation. To call out, to gather together the true elect who hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And to be honest, I'm many times very, very sad because of the many misunderstandings of Brother Branham's statements, because they were taken out of context, point one, And point two, they were not taken back to the scripture. And beloved, the time has come to take everything back to the Word of God. I've just written the brochure. People are asking, and God is answering by His Word. You don't need my answer, I don't need your answer, but we sure need God's answer, which is already in His Word. It's not a special revelation given by this or that brother. No, and once again, no. Everything God has to say is already in His Word. So let's say this again. Not only taking lamps, the foolish took lamps, and then the lamps went out. They diminished. The oil was no more. It was not sufficient to reach the moment of the return of the bridegroom. And there was some sadness and disappointment. The wise took the lamps and they took the oil. And then when the moment came, they refilled the oil into the lamp, and their lamps were on, giving light so they could walk in the light. Let us be honest. We need the revelation of the Holy Spirit, the true light. But we need the connection from the revelation, from the oil, right? So the light can appear. Here it's oil, up here it's light. In between is the wick to put the connection. Beloved brothers and sisters, the God of heaven be with you. I'd like to see you again, if not on earth, then in glory. God bless you and be with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.